We now return to programming paid for by Omira Health Centers.
It is great to have you along here on Father's Day and on Health Empowerment on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver. I'm Peter Shad along with Croft Woodruff. We're happy to be here every week. It's our 17th episode, kind of an odd number to celebrate, but because it's Father's Day, we're reflecting on past episodes. And this program is brought to you by Omira Health Center. They are in North Vancouver on First Street, just west of Chesterfield. They'll have their grand clinic opening soon, and we'll let you know week by week when that's going to happen so that maybe you can go and have a total diagnostic. And we'll talk to Dr. Stephen Tyers, the clinical director, about what a total diagnostic is and exactly what will happen when you have an organ scan. Croft, one of the people that visited us when we were doing this program was Gerald Schneider, member from Arctic Spas. He was talking about the dead sea salts, the vibroacoustic massage therapy, which you can actually feel your body just hums away. And very interesting, but this is something that you've experienced before with the sea salts and mineral baths and all this kind of stuff and how good it is for
you. Yes, magnesium salts particularly have a very beneficial effect. You can soak in a bath of magnesium sulfate, just a couple of cups in a hot bathtub, and you soak, and you actually will absorb magnesium into your skin. And magnesium is so important for so many functions in the body. Your circulation, it regulates the heartbeat. For neurological function, to help prevent kidney stones. If you have sufficient magnesium in your diet, and along with your B vitamins, you're not likely to produce kidney stones. And, of course, it's a great, just a great muscle relaxant, and as they say, it's essential for the brain. And we don't get enough. Nutrition surveys show that most people are marginal as far as their magnesium uptake, not eating enough green leafy vegetables, which are among the richest sources of magnesium, as well as beans, lentils, and pulses. These are very important sources of these minerals.
Now, if we aren't eating that, Croft, do you recommend or... is there one multivitamin that's better than another that we should be taking?
Well, that's difficult to say because a multiple vitamin tries to cover all bases, and it's really impossible. It will never give you really enough calcium and enough magnesium to meet your needs. Or, say, the mineral zinc, which is very, very important. Every cell in your body needs zinc. Zinc is absolutely essential for cell replication, for healing, and for fighting infection. Plays a fundamental role in immune function. It's even antiviral. So, the 10 milligrams you might find in multivitamin is not nearly enough, more like about 40 to 50 milligrams. And it should be in a form that's easily absorbable. And one of my favorites is zinc citrate. Same thing with magnesium, although, yes, you can get magnesium oxide and magnesium sulfate. For oral use, I prefer magnesium citrate. And again, a typical multiple vitamin mineral might only deliver about 50 milligrams of magnesium when appropriately we would need to supplement with perhaps 300 to 450 milligrams of magnesium as citrate.
Would it be better then just to take the individual minerals and vitamins separately and just get them on their own?
Well, you'd end up by taking far too many pills than you need to handle. What I do is I take a good quality, high potency multiple vitamin and mineral, such as Natural Factors. Albi Naturals is another good one. And on top of that, I'll take extra vitamin E. This is what I do for myself, and I've taken another 8 to 1,200 international units of vitamin E. Anywhere from 3 to 6 grams, sometimes more, of vitamin C. I usually take it as a powdered form and spike it with some baking soda because I use the ascorbic acid powder, and the acid is just a little too tart for my liking. The sodium tends to moderate it, and it's easy to get down. And I take extra selenium, maybe a couple hundred micrograms, and vitamin D3 because when we have these sunless days that we've been putting up for the most part of June, we don't get enough in the summer months as it is to carry us through the winter, so that's something. And certainly the news has been really replete with stories of vitamin D and how important it is. Imagine 15 to 17 different cancers that might not happen if we got enough vitamin D.
Wow. Croft will be speaking, by the way, a week from tomorrow, Monday, June 23rd, at the Wired Bean in North Vancouver down by the Quay. And these are some of the issues that he'll be talking about as an orthomolecular expert, Croft Woodruff, here on Health Empowerment, 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver. And one of the things that we chatted a lot about on this program has been hyperbaric oxygen therapy. We've had Frank Sunil and Dr. Ratanzi. Dr. Ratanzi was here last week talking about the benefits of hyperbaric oxygen therapy, including reducing inflammation and swelling, helps with the complications of diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, and retinopathy, to help non-healing wounds, macular degeneration. There's just so many things, sports injuries, antibacterial, the benefits. And then in conjunction with other therapies, this is turning out to be one of the huge things that Omira is doing, is getting people into that giant oxygen chamber.
Well, yes, and of course, it's just amazing. The Canadian Armed Services, the MDs that are in the military have done a lot of research on oxygen therapy, not only hyperbaric oxygen therapy, but ozone therapy. And it's amazing what getting enough oxygen can do to help the body to heal itself. And when you see things like gangrene stopped cold, when you see ulcers heal up, when you see infections that just under normal circumstances won't go away. It's amazing to me that with this flesh-eating disease problem that they're having in some hospitals, that they don't put them into hyperbaric oxygen to deal with it.
So this isn't a fad. This isn't going away.
No, it's not going away. And if people think it's a fad, this has been known since the 1920s and probably earlier than that. Dr. Otto Warburg, he won two Nobel Prizes for his work in oxygen and the role that it plays in dealing with such degenerative diseases or metabolic diseases such as cancer.
Unbelievable. And we've just touched on a few of the conditions that can be alleviated through hyperbaric oxygen therapy, including regenerating brain cells, increasing circulatory stem cells, which help rebuild damaged tissues and organs. The list goes on and on and on. And if you're interested in booking your session, just call Omira at 604-983-HEAL, 604-983-4325. And I should tell you that at the end of this program, on the Father's Day edition of Health Empowerment, we're actually going to be giving you a free hyperbaric oxygen session with you and a friend. That's a $250 value. And I remember one of the more memorable phone calls on this program was Olive, who's a regular now, and she was having all sorts of troubles, with the pain. And she's been in the hyperbaric oxygen chamber, and she was, you probably recall the phone call when she called in.
Yes.
I was like night and day.
Yes, and I'm very pleased for Olive, because if anybody needed that kind of help, it was her.
You're listening to Health Empowerment with Croft Woodruff and Peter Shad here on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver. This program is brought to you by Omira Health Centers. They're on First Street in North Vancouver, just west of Chesterfield. The telephone number is 604-983-HEAL, 604-983-4325. And the website address is www.omira.ca. That's omira.ca. Then, of course, we turn to the organ scan, which is something that we've been talking about a lot lately, because this is something exclusive to Omira that they're very excited about. Well, it's not exclusive to Omira, but they're really trumpeting the importance of this particular device. And Dr. Stephen Tyers, the clinical director, joins us. And these weaknesses that you can see so easily, they can range in any organ in any part of the body.
Absolutely anything. You know, everyone is an individual. Everybody has different challenges. And we all want to, maintain our health as long as we can and do the best that we can to, stay pain-free, fully active, alert, maximize our potential. The scan is designed to figure out where those weaknesses are and give people a chance to actually, with accuracy, fine-tune their efforts and focus on the things that they really need to be doing in order to maintain and preserve their health.
Now, Dr. Steve, one of the important factors people should know, though, is that not anybody can interpret the results. And it's really important that you find somebody who understands how this equipment works and how to interpret those results, like yourself.
Yeah, and that will change over time. But for the next few years, there's only a handful of people in North America that are actually trained properly to interpret the data. And that That's just because of the way things are set up. This is the latest breakthroughs in quantum physics, and it's one of the things that Omira Healthcare is really, really bringing to the forefront of the healthcare in our own backyard. We're bringing the technologies, the breakthroughs, things that are out there that people can actually access that have credible science, that are reproducible. You know, everybody's familiar with x-rays, CT scans, MRIs. This is the next series of breakthroughs in medical technology, and we're doing our best to be able to educate people have access to it in the public so that they can figure out what they need to be doing to take care and control of their health, and teaching doctors in a way that shows them how to use this technology in their practices. And it's nothing but beneficial to the general public.
And Croft, it makes your job a lot easier in helping people with dietary issues and whatnot to know exactly what is going wrong when they get the organ scan back.
Yeah, this reminds me of the Vega machine that the naturopaths use. And as I understand it, it's actually more advanced than that. Am I correct in assuming this, Dr. Tyers?
You know how computers keep getting better and faster and you know, they keep improving, except, you know, XP to Vista. We just won't go there. but generally, healthcare is moving so fast. Science is moving so fast. This is one of the amazing breakthroughs that hasn't broken into North America yet, but millions of people in Europe and Russia are accessing this technology, and they're actually getting advanced healthcare services that North Americans aren't accessing. And that's what we're trying to do at Omira, give people access to experts and diagnostics and the information and the tools they really need to take control of their health.
He's Dr. Stephen Tyers from Omira Health Center. He's the clinical director, joined by Croft Woodruff and yours truly, Peter Shad, on episode number 17, the Father's Day edition of Health Empowerment here on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver. And when we continue with Dr. Tyers, we're going to ask him exactly how the organ scan works, because there's no radiation involved. So how is this machine managing to read the inefficiencies in your body? We're going to talk to him about that in just a second, and about the very special promotional pricing on the total diagnostic package, which we're going to tell you about as well, which includes a whole raft of different consultations and scans, etc. We'll talk about that in just a moment when we continue. You're listening to Health Empowerment on 1410, The Buzz of Vancouver.